Good morning, everybody. A big week for us, playing a team that played the NFC Championship game a year ago and playing real good football, San Francisco. You know, started off 2-0 with two big wins against two NFC North teams that we're very familiar with, and we're going to have our hands full in our preparation. But I think we're all looking forward to the challenge and looking forward to getting back on the practice field and preparing for this game against a very, very good football team.
You guys have done a good job so far offensively sustaining drives and getting into scoring territory. How much of a key is it for you to start popping some big plays to make it a little easier so that offense doesn't have to go 12, 13 plays every time down?
Yeah. Well, you like to get some explosives. We talk about it all the time. That does help when you're trying to put points on the board. It takes a little bit off the offense and really challenges the defense when it happens. But at the same time, you know, being able to grind it out and control it, the tempo of the game and the clock is a plus as well, as long as you're putting the ball in the end zone. So there are different ways to get it done, but we definitely like to get a few more explosive plays in our offense for sure.
Are there any specific guidelines that Christian's under as far as when he can or should throw deep?
Well, it depends on the play call, you know, there and what the coverage is. Sometimes that dictates where the ball goes. Usually that dictates where the ball goes. Sometimes you can predict when the situation is going to occur where we can get it down the field, and the play call is designed for that. But if the coverage is there, then we have other outlets, you know, that are a part of the play. So it depends a little bit on the defense and what we have called.
How did you grade out Christian's decision making against Indianapolis?
I thought he did a real good job. I mean, he did a lot of good things for us. If there's one play that he'd take back, it's probably the one where, you know, they got the sack fumble. But other than that, he did a good job for us, especially what he did in that fourth quarter. And as a whole, we'd like to turn those field goals early in the game into touchdowns and not have setbacks and drives. But I thought he did a good job.
On those fumbles the last two games, is he just looking downfield to make a play when those happen, or what are you seeing on tape?
The one that we had on Sunday, you know, just waiting for someone to get open and, you know, may have held a little bit longer than he needed to. But he's learning. I mean, there were other opportunities like that in the game, and he got rid of the ball. So we're seeing growth, which is a big deal at his position and with him in particular. So he's getting better.
How encouraged have you been just specifically with the accuracy, because that was something that wasn't quite there last year, and him mm-hmm. taking those steps in, and even though they're shorter throws, at least making sure they're completions?
No, it's a big deal. I mean, the hard work he put in the offseason, honing in on where the ball should go and what spot the ball should be placed at, it's paying off because we're seeing it in the game. So he's really improved in that area, and we're benefiting from his improvement. So you just like to see it continue.
Did the Colts just take away the vertical game, or was there more that maybe Christian could have done? Or as you
well, we took some shots. You know, we tried one deep down the middle with Percy, and we tried it with Michael in the right end zone to our bench side. You know, we wanted to take more shots, and we had a couple of things called. It just didn't materialize, but we wanted to be able to take some shots against their defense.
Randy Moss coming back, first time regular season game at the Metrodome. How do you view him? Do you think he's going to be motivated more this week, and what kind of role do you see him? Is he still a threat right now, or is he more of a decoy with the San Francisco?
I'm not sure his role. I know watching on tape, I mean, they utilize him quite a bit. I mean, they bring him in different packages, and he's playing well for them, making some plays for their offense. And it seems like he's always motivated to play. He's had a great NFL career, as we all know, had a lot of great years here in Minnesota. And we got to do a good job when we have to line up against him. He can still make plays, evidenced by the things we're seeing on tape. So I would expect that he'll be up for this game like he is for every game. You know, you look at his career, he's had a great career. There aren't many games where it seems he wasn't prepared to play. So I'm sure he'll be prepared to play against us on Sunday.
Has he changed from a deep threat to more of a over-the-middle possession receiver?
You know, they still take some shots with him down the field, Mike. I mean, there are times they're trying to get behind the secondary with him. So he still shows that if you blink, he can run by you. He's got that ability. He really seems to be rejuvenated in their offense. He's doing a good job.
Les, your defensive backs talk often about being ball hawks. How close or how far are they from embodying that kind of mantra?
You know, we're close on some opportunities, and I'm hoping that this week we'll get a couple. This is a team that does not turn the ball over. We need some turnovers, whether it's a caused fumble or an interception, and hopefully this will be a week we are ball hawks against a team that doesn't turn over very much, set a record a year ago with the least amount of turnovers in our league. So it'll be a challenge in that area, but boy, if there was ever a week you want to be able to get some turnovers, this would be it.
What are they doing? You look at last year, what they did, not turning the ball over. Everybody wants to do what they did last year, it seems.
Yeah. It's hard to say. I mean, there have been other teams who've done it, but, to be able to do it 2 years in a row, we'll see. But last year, they did a terrific job of protecting the ball, obviously. Having 10 turnovers in a season is pretty incredible. But they obviously must put a heavy emphasis on not turning the ball over. And you mentioned it, Mark. Every team does. But somehow they found a way to do it better than anyone else. So credit to them.
What do you see with Alex Smith? He's gone 200-something passes without an interception. And at one time, people kind of thought of him as a game manager, but is he more than that now?
I think he is. I mean, he's making some plays for their offense, Brian, down the field, not just the intermediate routes, which was the knock on him in the past, but he'll complete balls down the field. He's very accurate. Their system really seems to suit him well. They do a great job of running the ball and play-action pass and moving him around in the pocket. And he's thrived in this new system, and he's done very well. And he plays with a lot of confidence and seems to really have a command of what they want to get done at the quarterback position. So he's definitely more than a game manager. And I think that NFC playoff game against New Orleans kind of speaks to that. He's much more than a game manager.
From what you've seen, how defenses are approaching Adrian the first couple of games, are they giving him the same respect they did first half of last year when he was fully healthy?
Yeah, we saw it last week against Indy. And the first ball game, we got more too high safety, which we were surprised that they would defend us that way. And I'm sure it was partially because of Adrian coming back and not being certain of where he was. But as the game went on, that philosophy changed in the first game. And for sure, against Indy, it was a lot more eight-man fronts as the game went on. So, he's coming along, and I think people are right now at the point where they're saying, we got to make sure we're defending 28. And, we're seeing that, and we expect that again. I mean, San Francisco has an outstanding rush defense. I mean, led the league a year ago in rush defense. So we'll be challenged to run the football, but we'll need to be able to run it.
They are starting to give him that respect again. Are you surprised that there's not more opportunities deep in the passing game?
Well, we hope that there will be some. On this Sunday, we'd like to be able to take advantage. I mean, that's one of the things that you like to think you can benefit from is having a good run game and be able to connect on some plays down the field. And, as I mentioned, we tried in that game against Indy. We weren't able to connect, and we're going to try again this week if we get people crowding the line of scrimmage.
How close do you think Adrian is to 100% at this point?
Well, I think he's pretty close. I mean, he's doing just about everything you would expect. He's close. If you've talked to him, he'll tell you he's not quite there yet, and you have to take him at his word. But he's doing a lot of good things at where he is, whatever number that is. He's playing well.
In hindsight, late in the fourth quarter against Jacksonville and Indianapolis, are there any things you would do different from a schematic approach in those late game situations where they're trying to get a drive, or is that strictly execution?
Well, when you don't come through, sometimes you look at it and try to figure out what could you have done differently. And that's exactly what, we talked about. What could we have done differently in either case? And there are probably some things we might could do a little bit better, and we've got to get that done as we go forward. You hate to come up on the short end when you don't come through like we did in this past ball game, but we got to learn from it. And we got to be better at it because we're going to find ourselves in other situations like that. That's the way a lot of our games are. So we have to learn from it and be better.
Kind of a fine line between being aggressive and trying to come up with a play in that situation and also not wanting to put yourself in a position where they can hit you deep.
It is a fine line, and you got to find that balance, when you want to play zone or man or pressure and try to make those decisions. And sometimes it works out, sometimes it doesn't. But you got to keep coming up with ways to try to defend those situations, and that's what we're continuing to do.
Because you have such a young secondary, do you feel at all limited in what you can call defensively?
I don't want to put it on the youth of our secondary as much as, our just being able to continue to play together as a group on defense and growing together. You do have to be mindful of the experience that you have in the secondary, in particular when we get into situations where people have multiple wide outs and then you have more young guys on the field. But I don't know if it, you know, put handcuffs on us on what we want to do. We just know that we do have some youth in the secondary.
You expect Jarius Wright to be active on Sunday. And at this point, what can he do to help you?
He finished the week pretty good, coming off that ankle injury. So we're expecting him to be ready this week. We'll see. We'll know better after today's practice. But he was getting better at the end of the week. So, and everything in talking with Eric Sugarman and our staff, we think he'll be ready this week. And if he is and he's able to get up, you know, we'd like to utilize his abilities. We think he has some talent and he could give us something. So we'll see. We'll see how he practices this week and make a decision.
Are you guys doing otherwise from an injury perspective at the end of the week?
We're pretty good. Everybody should be practicing today and suited up and ready to go. You know, we're in pretty good shape.
There's a lot of tributes pouring in for Steve Sable in the last couple of days. Curious if you'd ever met him or is there a lasting image from NFL films, either from coaching, playing, or even growing up that you kind of think of?
Yeah. Thanks for asking that, Brian, because Steve is a good man, as we all know, and we know the impact that NFL Films has had on the popularity of the National Football League. And I got to know him during my time in Philadelphia. Their location in New Jersey was just maybe 5 minutes from where me and my family lived. And so we have chances to conversate and we talk about my playing days and what NFL Films was like back then compared to now. And just a great human being who really loved the game. You know, just talking with him about his dad and the vision that his dad had, and then his being able to carry on that vision and help with bringing the NFL players to the homes of the fans, to the point where we were more than just people with helmets on and shoulder pads. You know, he just gave you an inside look, a behind-the-scenes look at the NFL and its players, and had a great deal to do with where the league is today from a popularity standpoint. And our hearts and well wishes go out to he and his family. He'll be missed. He'll be sorely missed. He was a great ambassador for our game.
49ers bring one of the more well-rounded attacks to this game, both offensively and defensively. Is there one thing that you can pinpoint that might cause you the most trouble this week?
Well, they do a great job of running the football on offense. I mean, when you're averaging, I think they're averaging like 167 yards running the ball right now, which is amazing. And you're as physical as they are on defense, you can present some problems for any offense, which has been proven in these first two games against Green Bay and Detroit. So that alone will create challenges for us, how physical they are on both sides of the ball and how well they run the football and defend the run. And it's something that we can relate to here, just seeing what they're doing on offense and defense and even their special teams. They play well. I mean, they're a very physical group. So everything I just mentioned presents challenges for any team that faces them.
Is that as close to a template for what you want to establish here as there is in the NFL right now?
Well, you know, we talk about our being able to run the football and run it effectively and defend the run. I mean, those are things that we want to be able to do and play well on special teams. So we're not deviating from those goals of ours, and that's what we plan on being, and that's what we intend to be, and we'll continue to work in that direction. So, all right, thanks, guys.